Hi, everyone. It is time for some good stuff in your day. Mike and Kim Burge, we're here just to do that specifically. What do you got, Mike?
I was just going to remind folks, if they want to send things to us, we're getting closer and closer to Halloween and the holidays coming up in
That's November, right. December.
So if you have something you'd like to share with the Good Stuff listeners out there, send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Kim, middle initial H as in Hill, Burge, B-U-R-G-E, kimhburge@gmail.com.
That sounds great. Hey, Tri-State Livestock News. Do you know about them? They are the Cattlemen's Publication. They're located in the heart of one of the greatest beef, cow, calf producing regions in the world. All aspects of agriculture are covered. They cover ag news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. And so I've got a story about shrimp and curtain rod. Should I start?
Yes, by all means.
All right. After 37 years of marriage, Jake dumped his wife for his young secretary. His new girlfriend demanded that they live in Jake and Edith's multi-million dollar home, and since the man's lawyers were a little better, he prevailed. He gave Edith, his now ex-wife, just 3 days to move out. She spent the first day packing her belongings into boxes, crates, and suitcases. On the second day, she had the movers come and collect her things. On the third day, she sat down for the last time at their beautiful dining room table by candlelight, put on some soft background music, and feasted on a pound of shrimp, a jar of caviar, and a bottle of Chardonnay. When she had finished, she went into each and every room and stuffed half-eaten shrimp shells, dipped into caviar, into the hollow of all the curtain rods. She then cleaned up the kitchen and left. When the husband returned with his new girlfriend, all was bliss for the first few days. Then slowly the house began to smell. They tried everything, cleaning, mopping, and airing the place out. Vents were checked for dead rodents, and carpets were cleaned. Air fresheners were hung everywhere. The exterminators were brought in to set off gas canisters, during which they had to move out for a few days, and in the end they even replaced the expensive wool carpeting. Nothing worked. People stopped coming over to visit. Repairmen refused to work in the house. The maid quit. Finally, they could not take the stench any longer and decided to move. A month later, even though they cut their price in half, they could not find a buyer for their stinky house. Word got out, and eventually even the local realtors refused to return their calls. Finally, they had to borrow a huge sum of money from the bank to purchase a new place. The ex-wife called the man and asked how things were going. He told her the saga of the rotting house. She listened politely and said that she missed her old home terribly and would be willing to reduce her divorce settlement in exchange for getting the house back. Knowing his ex-wife had no idea how bad the smell was, he agreed on a price that was about one-tenth of what the house had been worth, but only if she were to sign the papers that very day. She agreed, and within an hour, his lawyers delivered the paperwork. A week later, the man and his girlfriend stood smiling as they watched the moving company pack everything to take to their new home, including the curtain rods.
Oh, the curtain rods went with them?
Yep, they took the curtain rods.
I thought the ex-wife was just going to go in, remove that, and have a perfectly good home.
Yeah, she didn't even have to take them out.
Well, before everybody puts their golf equipment away, I've got a little story for you. Four married guys go golfing on a Sunday. During the third hole, the following conversation ensued. The first guy says, "Man, you have no idea what I had to do to be able to come out golfing this weekend. I had to promise my wife that I will paint every room in the house next weekend." The second guy says, "That's nothing. I had to promise my wife that I will build her a new deck for the pool." The third guy said, "Man, you both have it easy. I had to promise my wife that I will remodel the kitchen for her." They continue to play the hole, and then they realize that the fourth guy has not said a word. So they ask him, "You haven't said anything about what you had to do to be able to come golfing this weekend. What's the deal?" The fourth guy said, "I don't want to talk about it. Let's just say that the foundation of our new house is being poured next Tuesday." That is a commitment.
Yes, indeed.
I have a question for you, Kim. Why do we press harder on a remote control when we know the batteries are getting weak?
I don't know, but is there anyone who doesn't
No,
do
we
that?
All do that. Oh, if I just push a little harder, it'll
yeah,
work.
Yeah, it'll surely work.
Why do banks charge a fee on insufficient funds when they know that there's no money in the account?
I think that question has been asked many times, many, yeah. many times.
Folks, if you have something for the good stuff, please send that to us, kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening today to your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Thanks for listening to the good stuff.